Moshe Yisrael Kohen Midian Choyse Moshe is Kol Asher Oso Elohim Le Moshe Le Yisrael Amoy. What Hashem did for Am Yisrael Moshe Ki Hoitzi Anoyes Mitzrayim 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 Took Mat Mitzrayim. So Rashi says Ma Shmu Hashem Arbo. What did he hear? Chiyas Yamsuf Mulchem Samalek. It's a Gemara in Zvochim. He heard about Chiyas Yamsuf Mulchem Samalek. So all the Mephoshim ask a Kasha. Other Rabbi, what should you ask on this Rashi? This Rashi is very difficult. What? Excuse me? Right, the Pasuk says what he heard. He heard, Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. He heard Yisrael Mitzrayim. That's pretty good. So why does Rashi, it's a Chazal. Why do Chazal pick Dafke Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek? What's wrong? Yisrael Mitzrayim itself is the biggest mess. The Esam Yitzir Mitzrayim is the biggest nest of all. I mean, you had about 600,000 men, women, about 2 million people though, and so they were able to escape from Mitzrayim, as Rashi always says, it was a Melech Kosher and the Am Kosher, and Chazal say no one escaped from Mitzrayim. No Eved ever escaped from Mitzrayim. The only ones were the Eden. I don't know, but they're different to Rutsum. So I'll tell you what I say on this. See, here the Torah tells us Yisrael came and he became a ger, as Rashi explains, right? So when Chazal asked, Ma Shmua Shoma Obo? See, Chazal doesn't just say Ma Shmua Shoma, but also Obo. Why did he come? Which means he came to become a ger. So Chazal was bothered. Why did Yisrael become a ger? If he heard about Yetzias Mitzrayim, he could have. He didn't. For that alone, he would not have become a ger yet. Why? Because he saw he became a believer. Oh, there is a Bayer Olam, and he did Gvaldig Nisim. But why should he join Am Yisrael? He could stay home and live his life and believe in Hashem. Yisrael wanted to see what kind of nation are the Eden. What have they done? Did they do anything for themselves to save them, or anything that I should want to join that? Otherwise, I now believe in the Boir Olam. So I can believe in the Boir Olam and I do not have to become a ger. There are goyim who believe in a Boir Olam, but they don't become gerim. So therefore, Chazal say no, he heard something about Klal Yisrael, Chiyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. And Melchemes Amalek is very poshut. He saw the Eden waged war against Amalek right away, which means they took matters into their own hands, and they fought under Amalekim and they won. The same is true about Chiyas Yamsuf, because you all know. What the Chazal say, Rashi quotes it, and you say it in the Seishes Lom in Mitzrayim, that Nachshon ben Aminadov was the first one to jump into the sea. They didn't know what's going to happen. They had to trust Moshe Rabbeinu that there'll be a nest. So they hesitated. But once Nachshon ben Aminadov jumped in, they all jumped in. So that shows that the Eden were Moshe Nefesh for the Emunah and the Ribono Shel Olam. So because he saw those two things, so he saw that Am Yisrael is a great nation, and therefore he came and he wanted to join Am Yisrael. That is a possible shot to answer this Gevaldige Kasha. Now I want to just explain to you one more thing on this. We have, let me find it, just a second, let me find the Pasuk. Justice, where is this? Justice, where is this pasuk? I have to remember. Just give me a minute. Pasuk in pasuk hey, in capital Yutes, the ata im shemaya tishma ubekoili. If you listen to my voice and you observe my covenant with you, you'll be the chosen nation from all the nations. Because the Ribono Shel Olam is the Boir Olam. So I'll tell you over a Moiridike Pshat from the Beis Halevi here. A real beautiful Pshat. The Mechilta says on this Pasuk, see, it says three things here. Shemoya Tishmu, and Ushmartem as Prisi, and then V'Yisrael Miskula. What does V'Yisrael... So man, the first thing we just did, you listen to the Hashem. What does V'Yisrael Miskula add? So the Mechilta says, Atem, the Rebbei Nishlam was saying to Am Yisrael, Atem Tiyu Knuyim Li. I acquired you. I made a kinyan in you. That's what V'Yisrael Miskula means. So it's a difficult chazal. What does chazal mean? That the Rebbei Nishlam says to the Eden, I have made a kinyan in you. I own you. What does that mean? So the Beis Halevi says a very beautiful pshat. Number one, even the first two, when it says Mishmaya Tishma Bekoili, what are these two things? The Beis Halevi claims Mishmaya Tishma Bekoili goes on Torah Shabbosat. You listen to the mitzvahs, you'll do the mitzvahs. Ushmartem as Brisi, Brisi refers to Torah Shabbosat, because the Gemara says in Gittin, Loikoras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael Ele Bishvil Torah Shabbosat. The Rebbeinu Shlom made the Bris with Am Yisrael only because they promised to keep Torah Shabbosat. So anyway, the Beis Halevi claims that the Mishmaya Tishma goes on Torah Shabbosat, Ushmartem as Brisi goes on Torah Shabbosat, and then it says the Yisrael Meskula, the Rebbeinu Shlom says have a kinyan. What's pshat the kinyan? So the Beis Halevi says a very beautiful pshat. Now, there's a famous Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam says a very important din. Whenever a person makes a hischaivus on the davar she'ein kotzuf, on something which is not said, so the hischaivus is not chal. Now, if you mischayev yourself to do something, but it's not the balbos who hired you did not specify exactly what he wants you. For instance, you'll hire a contractor, you'll tell him they'll sign the contract. He should fix the whole house. But he doesn't tell him fix the kitchen, fix what is broken. He just tells him fix the house. So that's called the davar she'ein. So even if you are mischayef yourself and you sign a contract, the mischayef is not chal. Why? It's a davar. Because the worker must know in advance what is he being hired for. That's the Rambam Shita. A davar she'ein, there's no mischayef on a davar she'ein kotzuf. So the Beis Halevi asks, if that's the case, even without the Beis Halevi, Chazal say that the Shas Matan Torah, Am Yisrael accepted both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh. And according to Beis Halevi, that's included in the Pasuk, Ushmartem as Brisi. Now, Mishlam Torah Shebichsav at least has a Gvul. The Atayak Mitzvahs, we know it's 613 Mitzvahs, Minat Torah. But the Torah we know is Chamish Yechum She Torah. But Torah She Alpeh, there's no end to it. There's so many Gzeiros mit der Rabbanan and Dinim mit der Rabbanan and Hogim mit der Rabbanan. Until today, the people still learn Torah She Alpeh. They say Chidush She Torah and so on. Torah She Alpeh is an Ein Sof. In Mamish, there's no end to it. So according to the Rambam, he has to give all the Gekasha. How could the Eden, they said Nase V'Nishma. And they were mekabel everything. They didn't know yet what are they mekabel. So even Teresh Abbasat is not so poshut. But at least Teresh Abbasat has a limit. It's written down in the Chamish Yechum She Torah. But the Teresh Abbasat is completely without a gvul. So when they said Nase V'Nishma, it's not the proper Kabbalah. So the Beis Halevi therefore says as follows. The same Rambam gives the teretz. It's true, you cannot be mischayef yourself in a davar she'ein kotzuf. But that's only if I hire you to work for me. So I must specify. By the way, that's a good eitzah stamazoi. When you hire a contractor, you should sign a contract and spell everything out. It's good even for without the Rambam. Because otherwise, very often the contractor will say, well, this was not included, you have to pay me more money. There are not many dentures in case a person did not make a very specific contract with a contractor. The Chofetz Chaim writes many places that whenever you hire a contractor, you have to make a very mamish berochel, bitcho, aktano, you must spell out everything. I want you to do A, B, C, D, E, and to avoid machloikesen. So, however, you could sell yourself for an Eved. There's the parsha of Eved in the Torah, right? By Eved, what's the pshat? The Gemara says, Eved ivri gufoy konon. And Eved is not the pshat, you hire someone to do work for you. You are koina the person himself. And Meila, you are meshubit to me for whatever I tell, to listen to what I say. So when someone becomes an Eved, it means the Balabas has a kinyan in this, he has a kinyan aguf in this Eved. So Meila, you know quite well, but by Matan Torah, the Eden, they came, like you say, you know, avodai heim v'loy avodim l'avodim, right? The Eden became, it says many, there are many psukim in the Torah that the Eden are called after Hashem. So over here, what happened by Matan? That's what Chazal mean. The Yisrael school atem tiyuknuyim li. The Rabbi Nishlam told them, in order to be able to give you Torah shebesaf and Torah shevalpeh, and I make a bris with you, it's only possible if the Yisrael school. If I make a kinyan in you and I'm koina you, I have a kinyan aguf in you. Once you have a kinyan aguf in someone, then that means you don't have to specify do A, B, C, D, E. Whatever the Balabas tells you, he's the Adon, and whatever the Adon tells you, you have to abide by. So maybe that is pshat v'hiyisem l'iskulu. And the Beis HaLevi adds that with this you also understand the chilik between the design mitzvahs b'nei noyach and the Torah itself, the Wiyo Mikabel. He says by design mitzvahs b'nei noyach that the goyim were given there, they did not become avodim. Then the Torah specified, you only mechuyif in those seven mitzvahs. Nothing else. So therefore he spelled everything out. But by us, we are Avdei Hashem. And by Avdei Hashem, that means the Rebbe Yisrael made a kinyan us by the fact that he took us, since we were Alpidin, we were Avodim to Paroi. The Rebbe Yisrael took us out from Paroi, and we now come, we now belong to the Rebbeinu Shloim. So since the Rebbeinu Shloim is our Adon, therefore you do not have to specify. Once you become an Eved to Hashem, so whatever the Rebbeinu Shloim says, that is included in the Hischaivus of Naaseh V'Nishma. All right, we'll stop with this.